Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Chikwang Lapopsanam about Namu Amitabul or Infinite Wisdom Light. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Chikwang Lapopsanam, 11850, November 18, 2024, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Today, the Popsanam would like to explain to you Namu Amitabul Buddha, Infinite Wisdom Light, which means infinite life. It means that time is incalculable shining and there is infinite space. All of these mean that this Buddha exists beyond time and space and saves all sentient beings with unconditional love in the East Paradise world. It also implies that this Buddha's original power is to help and guide all sentient beings of the Saha world into the land of Buddha. That is why when we perform an ancestor ceremony, we always call on and invoke Namu Amitabul Buddha. All the ancestors, after dying, go to the world of paradise, which allows them to forget all the suffering of the Saha world. They can have happiness and lead infinitely satisfied lives. Of course, each individual karma is different. Some people can stay in this world longer and others shorter. Still yet, calling Namu Amitabul helps them to go into the world of paradise. Furthermore, they do not have to fear even suffering and death. Sentient beings in this Saha world are afraid to die. However, with the guidance of Namu Amitabul, they do not have to suffer when they die or even thereafter. Regardless of what we did not accomplish in the Saha world, Namu Amitabul will help sentient beings go into the true paradise world, which is the world of Nirvana. For this reason, 49 days after people leave this world, we offer a ceremony to help them go into the world of paradise. This way, they can have truly peaceful and happy lives beyond the world of suffering. They can then also truly have a satisfied existence and attain true happiness. Those who offer ancestor ceremonies also create a lot of virtue. This is because their ancestors truly appreciate being given such a ceremony in return. Thus, even those who offer the ancestor ceremony can see that many things turn out very nice and smooth for them. In other words, they can always see difficult situations being released. So, regardless of the situation, when we sincerely work for others rather than ourselves, not only by blessing them, but also through caring for them, this all becomes our virtue. So, such actions actually bring peace in the society and country. Everyone knows this, but those who have much thinking and many conditions will encounter many difficulties to put bodhisattva deeds into action. Thank you very much, Chikwang Lapopsanam. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Jikwang Le Popsunim. I wish you a very, very happy, nice and joyous week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.